Blog Talk Radio.
That's what's up. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. We talk about entertainment and news and such. Yeah, that's what's up. We talking about entertainment and news and such. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah.
Former Dallas Cowboy and Super Bowl champion. Just want to get all you guys to tune into That's What's Up, Blog Talk Radio with Big Mouth and J2.
That's what's up. Welcome aboard, y'all. What it
yeah,
do?
Man.
What it do, J2?
Big Mouth
and J2. Okay.
That's what's up.
That's what's
you
up.
You know, I got to say something real quick.
What you got to say?
Let me go ahead and disclaim this real quick. Okay, the views and opinions of That's What's Up are solely the views and opinions of Big Mouth and J2 and are used for entertainment purposes only. These views and opinions are not the views and opinions of Blog Talk Radio or any other entity. And That's What's Up.
That's What's Up. 563-999-3477 is the call-in number.
Come on. Call in today because we got a good show. We got a good show today. We need y'all to call in and give us your opinion. We're going to let you know what we're going to talk about here in a second. It's going to be a great show. I want to hear everybody's opinion all over the world.
Well, in the meantime, you know I got to give a shout out to Blog Talk Radio.
All righty.
Thankful for the platform. I'm getting used to, I'm not in the dungeon tonight. I said I was going to come out for some air, and I'm moving around, so I'm sorry if I sound like I'm moving. I'm just trying to get stuff straight. I'm trying to get comfortable. I just couldn't go in the dungeon today. I couldn't. Anyway, okay, I'm in the city, so y'all may hear live sounds of the city of Chi. You might hear ambulances. You may hear trains. You may hear fire departments. I don't know. I am in the front room of my home.
You in the windy city.
Yes. And it is snowing outside. Right. I think, it's snowing. The cars are, they're covered. It's, you know.
Is it a lot of
snow?
It's
look
a
lot like
snow?
Christmas. It's just a little snow. It's just a little snow.
Just a little bit. It's not big yet. Not all
no,
that big.
Not yet. But that's enough. That is enough.
Is that quite unusual for Chicago about this time of year?
No, it's normal.
Okay.
It's normal.
Okay.
I was looking at a post that I did over a year ago, and I was talking about how cold it was outside. And then I looked up, and it was the same day, a whole year later, and the same temperature.
Wow.
So, no, nothing new. Anyway, shout out to Blog Talk Radio. And you know what time it is.
It's time for the Gucci Club. Yeah, time for the Gucci Club. Hey, it's time for the Gucci Club. So let's go. It's time for the Gucci Club. It's time for the Gucci Club. Hey, it's time for the Gucci Club. It's time for the Gucci Club. So let's go.
It's time for that country count.
Okay.
To all those listeners out there in different countries, in the United States, on Air Force bases, on Army bases, all of y'all out there. So big up to y'all.
Hope y'all listening in.
Oh, yeah. Somebody out there, because I'm watching them numbers and somebody's listening. So big ups to Australia.
Australia.
Our listeners in Japan.
Japan.
New Zealand. Peru. It's some mess going on down there. Something's going on down in Peru.
There's a whole bunch of mess going on in Peru. We just need to be all love out there.
Peru, shout out. Be strong. Canada. Germany. South Africa. Zimbabwe.
Tanzania.
Uganda. Kenya. Argentina, be strong. Something is going on down there with you, too.
Yeah, Argentina, too.
I found that out earlier today.
Going on in the South.
Yeah, y'all be careful down there, okay? Be strong.
Yeah,
be
man.
Strong. All right. India.
Romania.
The UK.
UK.
The Netherlands.
Netherlands.
Finland.
Woo.
Oh, Croatia.
Big up and gobbling, people.
Dun, dun, dun. The United States of America. We want to thank y'all. We want to thank y'all for listening in on us and our silliness and, you know, what it is.
And one more time, Big Mouth, 563-999-3477. Call in. Chime in with us on this show today, y'all. All over the world. We got something great for you today, and we want to hear all of your opinions, okay?
All right. So real quick, J2, catch up. What's been going on with you down there in the great state of Texas?
Man, it was kind of gloomy here for the last week or so. It's been nice for the last couple of days. And, you know, we just over here just trying to do what we do, you know. Things have been kind of rough. You know, my baby was sick today in the last couple of days, so I've been taking care of her.
Oh,
yeah,
rock,
she got the
rock,
little flu bug.
You
know, I made
it
look. Like, I made her some tea last night, made her some ginger tea with some honey and Theraflu mixed with some peppermints, a little hot toddy, add that little right in there, you know.
So, like
I've been taking care of her. Yo, she over there
well,
sounding like Roscoe. Baby, can you help me? I can't breathe.
Well, earlier when I was trying to reach you and nobody called me back right away or nothing, and then when I did get some acknowledgement, I was like, y'all must be doing a grown folks over there. You running around the house getting out the shower. Who gets out the shower at 4 o'clock in the afternoon?
Wait a minute. I wasn't feeling, I don't know what it was. Maybe I was anxious for the show today, but I went to bed early and then wake up. I woke up at 2 o'clock. I didn't go back to sleep till about 10. Well, I was like, oh, okay, I don't know.
You know y'all
I'm
was over there doing the do. Y'all was probably, come here, baby.
Yeah.
We got a few minutes. And you sick anyway.
And
just,
what about you, Jimmy?
Sweat it out.
How
just
was your, wait a minute,
out.
How was your, wait a minute, you had something big to say too, though. What you got going on?
Oh, yeah, this has been a really good week. First of all, shout out to Candy at Eye Candy Hair Salon, my niece. It's her birthday today. So happy birthday. I was just about to say how old you are, but I'm not going to do that. Happy birthday.
Yeah, you don't do that.
Right.
Happy birthday, baby.
Okay,
Miss
that's
Candy.
All it is. That's enough. But anyway, so this was the last week of the Hair Academy, one of the recreation centers. The 9 weeks is up at Robert Crown Community Center in Evanston.
Okay.
And it was really nice. Parents came, and there was like 10 judges, and all the girls came, and they were so serious about doing their dues and all that. It was just really, really nice. And to see the competitiveness, to see the growth, the knowledge, what I asked them questions like, you know, did you have a good time? You know, did you learn anything?
Okay.
What did you learn? And they all had positive things to say. And
right.
So nice. And so shout out to Eye Candy Academy and to my niece. Yay. Hold on. I know it's.
Hey.
Hold on. Should I applaud her or should I horn her?
Whichever one.
Okay, we'll apply. Yeah, for doing such
like
an outstanding
that.
Work in the community.
Righteous.
It was really, I was so proud of watching my niece shape these girls, and it was just wonderful. It was just wonderful.
Right.
Now, I do
Did
know another thing. They got certificates. First, second, and third, they got money prizes along with certificates.
What?
What's it called? Remember our community activist, Kim Holmes, that came and spoke on here? Remember her? Well, her cradle, I'm not saying the name right, cradle something that it is, they donated like nail kits. Designer kits and stuff. It was just so nice.
Okay.
They had
I'm proud of y'all.
I know. It was really.
I'm proud, so proud of these young kids learning the skill and learning something that could potentially start their own business, doing hair, nails, esthetician type stuff.
But not
and
only
I'm just proud
that,
of y'all.
Though, Jay, too, not only that, it helped to develop skills. Communication skills with people. even if they don't go into the hair care business, they have a better means of communicating with people or knowing how to communicate with people.
Right.
So that's
just
really, really nice to see. So big ups to my niece, Candy, and all that good stuff.
Now Horner.
Oh, you said now Horner? Okay, I have
now
to
Horner.
All right. Now Horner. Hold okay.
Now, you gotta hold on. Let's go. Big up, Candy. I'm Candy. Let's go, baby.
Okay, let's go. Here we go.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you, Snoop. Keep doing what you do. All right. Today is going to be an interesting day. I'm not going to get into the topic just yet, but it's going
to
be an interesting day.
Okay,
because we put this to be a surprise. Oh, well, not a surprise, but I'm just trying to segue into it, you know. Once again, we got to touch bases on this whole mental health thing. Unfortunately, we lost a great person. Everybody just liked him. You know what I mean? Everybody liked him. And Steven, Twitter boss, who was the DJ for the Ellen DeGeneres show, he was also recently, before the show went off, became the executive producer. And he was a dancer. He's on, I forgot, he and his wife are on some show on Disney, and it's a Christmas show. But it was just really sad because this was very sudden to us as a people, as
very
a whole.
Sudden.
Because apparently he committed suicide. He shot himself.
Man.
Hold on real quick, y'all. Let me do this like this. We'll do this like this.
Because that was crazy that, you know, they're still withholding the information about why he made that decision to do that.
Well,
they're trying to say
that it may have to do with the Bitcoin. He may have financially lost about $1 million. I don't know if it has
Bitcoin?
To do with
Bitcoin? Oh, man. He went with the FTS.
So I don't really know much about it, you know. I do know they showed videos prior to him killing himself, and he was in such a good mood. It was him and his wife, and he's got 3 kids. And I noticed one of the kids running through the video. So, but the weird part about that, he left home and went to a motel that may be about, I don't know, maybe 24 blocks away, but he didn't drive his car. And his wife went to the police station looking for him because he didn't take his car. Now, I don't know if he had had issues prior that she knew about that we didn't, that would make her suddenly think there's something wrong, that he didn't take his car. He's somewhere.
Right.
He's got to find him. Because most people, if they don't go somewhere in their car, you'll be like, oh, they just didn't go in their car. You don't think of something is wrong. So there must have been something happening in his life that we didn't know about, that she was more aware of. Maybe he has been suffering with depression. Maybe, I don't know. But as I say all the time, mental health is real, you know?
Mental health is so real, man. So we just want to say this from Big Mouth and J2, like, look, man, if you need some help, we really want you to understand that we really care. So if you're struggling through, like, self-harm or worried about a friend or a loved one, help is available. Look, you can call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255. Talk, for free confidential information about being, you know, emotional support. You need that. Don't be scared to call. And it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You know, so you can call them once again at 1-800-273-8255. And also, if you having mental problems about shooting somebody, going out, just doing something that you don't feel like that is right, hit 988. Hit 988 and say, hey, I need some help. I'm thinking about doing something I'm supposed to do. Hit 988. Yeah. And there's a way going to be a professional there that'll help you, you know, get through this troubling time. We all, sometimes we need help, you know. Big Mouth, we might need some help sometime, man. Hey, we don't know what people are going through in life, internally, externally.
No, you don't.
Go ahead and just say, hit that number. Once again, it's 1-800-273-8255. Or hit for mental issues, you know, suicidal, anything. Hit 988, man. And somebody's going to be there to help you.
And
all right.
Rest
and that's what's
in peace,
up, man.
Twitch. And that's all I can say right now. All right, y'all.
Yeah.
We'll be back in a minute.
Yeah, we'll be back.
This podcast is brought to you by Eye Candy Hair Studio, located at 1705 Central Street in Evanston, Illinois. Their main priority is healthy hair, whether it's relaxed or natural. Their stylists support, enhance, and create beauty by using the highest quality products. Their goal to make sure that their clients feel at home, receive excellent customer care, and leave with a smile. Eye Candy Hair Studio. That's Benicia. I thought that blue. And big up to my heart and soul, Ebony Barbershop. Ebony Barbershop, located at 1702 Dodge, Evanston, Illinois, is a family-owned business that's been around since 1962. I should know. My dad started. It's now run by my sister Gigi, the lady barber. So y'all come on through. You ain't got nothing to do. You want to sit down, sit and chill, laugh and talk? Stop on by Ebony Barbershop. You want to get your hair cut? Stop on by Ebony Barbershop. Located at 1702 Dodge. What's up, lady barber?
What's up, everybody? This is Dante the Great, one half of the legendary group Move, one half of the legendary group Space Invaders. You tuned in to Blog Talk Radio with J2 and Big Mouth, and that's what's up.
I think it's that time.
Yeah.
Welcome back. It's Christmas time. I'm trying to be positive.
It is Christmas time. Christmas, Christmas.
It's just always, it seems like there's always something sad going on. And I'm trying, at least for the next 2 weeks, to let's be positive. Let's think about some positive, some good things that's going on.
Right.
I did, or I was going to read a story to you about this girl and her sister and how they stole her brother's Christmas gifts and put coal in them and rewrapped his gifts. So when he came home, not came home, when he got up that morning and when the family got up and everybody started opening their gifts, he opened his gifts up and he would find some charcoal in it.
What? So
he got upset. And, you know, like they were supposed to take turns opening up gifts,
right?
And every time he opened up his first gift and he found the charcoal in there. So then he got upset and against the other one and opened it up before everybody else could do theirs. And it was more charcoal. He went and looked at his stocking cap and it was more charcoal. And the father, so her father got mad because he didn't know nothing about it, right?
Right.
So he got mad, and he was thinking that the daughter had messed up the Christmas by doing this to her brother. So she had to go and bring all the gifts back out that they hid from him. But yet they got up that morning, and he found a stocking full of charcoal and stuff. So I guess my point is I'm trying to be positive.
Right. That was funny. That was funny. That was a funny Christmas.
I know. I'm sure he was. She said he started screaming and yelling and throwing stuff.
That's a good prank. He was on prank.
Okay, but then get this. So the sister did this with her other sister, right?
Right.
Who got the blame for it was her. She got the blame for it. Her sister acted like she didn't have nothing to do with it. Now, somebody had to help her rewrap those gifts back. You know what I'm saying?
But, you had an accomplice.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So,
that was funny. I'll be like, okay, who pranking me? Who pranking me right now? What's going on?
Okay. So think,
you know,
accomplices, I guess. This would be accomplices. Or you can have an accomplice. I don't know. Guess who just had a baby?
Don't tell me. You know the man.
Who? Do you know who it is?
P. Diddy.
Yes. Where did this baby come from?
Oh, my goodness. We need to go ahead and just look. We need to find out what's going on. I know you got some juice.
Well, I don't really, because, you know, I'm trying to be positive and happy because it's the holidays. So I'm not really listening to all that drama, all that, you know, stuff. I just want to be happy. But anyway, where did this baby come from? Apparently, I don't know, some Asian girl that he's been boinking.
Okay.
I guess she's been boinking. She has had a baby. Now, she also dates one of the, what's the girl down there, Miss Miami? You heard her? She's a rapper.
Not Trina.
No, not Trina. No. I had to kiss myself.
She did a guy with Trina, y'all. No, well, I'm not going to say that.
No.
Just joking, y'all. See, Diddy, I'm just joking, bro.
Miss Miami. I think her name is Miss Miami. Anyway, so he dates her, like openly dates her. Everybody knows that that's his woman. I don't know where this other girl popped up at. Doesn't mean that she wasn't a chick on the side, you know, and things happen. But the girl, Miss Miami, was like, it's okay. They have an open relationship, which leads me to question what is going on. Well, really, it's not a new thing. People have been in polyamorous relationships for a while.
Yes.
And so tonight, our discussion is going to be about polygamy, about polyamorous relationships, the different names, how it's affecting the culture, you know.
Right.
It's, I don't know, because, all right, well, anyway.
We got
in
a lot
the
to talk about it, y'all. We're talking about all of this. We want to hear your response.
Like,
that's why we
How do you feel about that? How do you feel about polyamorous relationships? Are you okay with it? Polygamous relationships, are you okay with being the third, fourth, second wife? You know, so those are questions that I have, and I don't know where that idea came from. I think I do know. I was looking at or listening to something on Instagram, and Dr. Umar, it was Charlemagne the God was asking him, he said, I heard that you have two wives. And Dr. Umar had to correct him and tell him, no, I'm not married. But if I were to ever get married, I'd have two queens in my kingdom. And that meant, you know what I'm saying? And some women are okay with that.
That means, yes, that means any is a, what's the polygamous, polymorphous, or whatever, you know.
Polygamous.
Polymorphous. No.
And polyamorous.
Y'all know I'm just playing.
Polyamory. It's polyamory. Polyamorous.
And polygamy.
Three people? I don't know. On that note, Marinate and I will be right back because.
Wait a minute. Before y'all leave, we need y'all to call in right now. Polyamory or polygamy relationships? 563-999-3477. Y'all call in because it's going to be good.
Yeah.
Not to mention Can we give it a try?
I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready to eat. You know I'm a foodie. I'm about to head on down to Horse and Dickey's at 7905 MLK Highway in Glenarden, Maryland. You want to eat? You want to eat?
Oh, yeah. This is the internationally known DJ TDK, and you're listening to That's What's Up on Blog Talk Radio with Big Mouth and J2. Let's go. Let's go.
Welcome back, y'all. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Your Big Mouth.
And your boy, J2.
J2, have you marinated on that thought about polygamy, polygamous type relationship, polyamorous type relationship?
Yeah, that song, everybody just loved that song, but I was like, okay, I didn't know it was about that, but, you know.
Well, the funny thing is, it came up when you Googled, like, I don't know why I Googled polygamous or polyamory music, and that song came up on the list of songs for polygamy, believe it or not. So that's one of the reasons why I chose it, which is kind of funny to me. But it's something that has been going on for years. It's nothing new. I think it's becoming more, I don't know, people are paying more close attention to it. It's being more accepted.
Right.
You've got TV shows, sister wives, and whatever Mr. Polygamous Wife thing was, that show, it's interesting how society is starting to accept it more now than that used to be, because it was against the law, or still is. It's the law.
Well, you know, in the old Bible times, you know, like, I can just go back, let's take it biblical. King Solomon had, 1,000 wives and 300 concubines, or vice versa. You know,
right.
So polygamy has been going on since pimping.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Game. You know, they probably
know
said, yo, King Solomon's the king. Get your ass up there and go on and go to the king, and you better not come back until you have a baby.
Well, you know what's funny, J2? You believe it or not, more people accept it than, and I know, look, ladies, before you call in,
okay, tell them so.
And want my head chopped off, want to snatch my wig, you know, about people who mess
right.
with married men, and those are polygamists that want to incorporate more than one wife. But you have to believe it or not, there are actual women that are okay in polyamorous type relationships, meaning
right,
I can
right.
deal with you and you can go home. You don't have to stay here.
Go home back to your wife.
You know, I'm not trying to take you away from anybody, any
right.
of that. A lot of women believe that. But what happens is they're okay with that in the beginning. You know what the rules of the game are.
The rules of engagement is don't mess up my life. Yes, exactly.
You don't try to switch it up. You know how this is what it is. You knew the rules of the game, and so, you know. But I know a lot of people are not going to like me saying that. And I may end up getting emails.
But let's keep it real, though.
But it is real.
Yeah,
I mean, relationships
real.
Nowadays, these kids nowadays, they don't have a problem if your boyfriend got five girlfriends.
Right.
As long as he's taking care of home, they're good with that.
And that's it. Okay, so then look, let me put a definition to that, okay? All right, let me put a definition to that. Now, polyamory relationship is the act of having an intimate relationship with more than one person at the same time, okay? That's a polyamory relationship, okay? Now, a polygamous relationship, on the other hand, is involving being married to multiple partners.
Right.
So that's the difference. That's
yeah,
the difference.
Yeah.
Now, me being a man, that's where I went to college. Yeah, polyamorous, yep.
You've got polyamorous. Wait a minute, what's the word of it? Polyamory is different polyamorous. And I'm
okay.
trying to sit here to pull this thing up, and I'm trying to remember where I put it. But I saved
some right.
stuff.
Right, those are two different types of relationships.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I can put it in terms like this. Look, I'm in college. You know, I'm a single man. Hey, look, y'all know I got different people that I talk to. I mean, it happened to me in college. Come on, everybody done did it. Yeah, hey, we're not just together, but you know, hey, I'm with this guy or with this girl. You know, we cool, and you know, you might have another one over here on the other side of town that you're messing with, but you're not married.
But the thing, no,
right?
And that, but the thing is this: it has to be accepted between all parties involved. If they're okay
right.
with it, then that's what it is. Now, if
yep.
the relationship is, say you are dating a girl and she just wants to be monogamous, she don't want to have multiple people involved in her relationship. So some people
right.
are not okay with that. And then some people believe in the quote-unquote sanctity of marriage. The traditional
mm-hmm, yeah.
And I'm not mad at that, but there are women and people out there who are okay with multiple people in their relationship. Why not be
right.
in the open with it versus trying to sneak around and you hurt a person's feeling sneaking around doing something like that? You know what I mean? I
yeah.
don't know.
Yeah.
I have a weird way of thinking. But believe it or not, even though things are a little polarized now with TV
right.
and all that, if
and
there
social
is
media.
Only there is only a 4 to 5% chance of people in a that type of relationship, even
okay,
though
a
it may seem like it. Yeah, it may seem like it's a lot of people, but it's only 4 to 5% of the population. I think those were Americans that might have been on that. I don't know.
But
that had that type of relationship.
Because ain't nobody saying nothing about it because they don't want to expose themselves.
Right. Because you know what's going on. You know,
right.
Even, and these are people who are, may not be okay with it, but they put up with it. You know,
right.
You'll do, you know what I'm saying? But the difference
you know what's going on. You know this
what?
Guy's a Rolling Stone. I know my papa is a Rolling Stone.
My
you
dad
know,
was a Rolling Stone
to
too, unfortunately.
Yeah.
You know, my papa was a Mac.
Rolling
Mac,
Stone. Bum, bum, bum,
he was a
bum,
Mac.
Bum.
What was it? I mean, Mac jacking, jaw jacking, hump stomping, titty bumping, dick sick, even city slick. Pimp playing, even the mayor. That's what my
now,
daddy was. He was Mac jacking, jaw jacking. Yeah.
So I think I was in a polyamorous relationship before I got married. Before I did, you know, let me be who I be. Y'all know. Look, if I had invited more than one or two women that I was talking to and they get into an argument, oh, man, both of y'all got to leave. I promise
but
you.
But see, you weren't in a polyamorous relationship because it was not mutually agreed upon that they were okay with that.
Okay.
Now,
but, okay,
if you have,
so
say you have, for example, you have two girls and the two girls know about each other and they're okay with that.
Right.
They can spend time
right.
and with them, each other, or the three of y'all can spend time together or two of y'all can spend time together at once. You know what I'm saying? But they're okay
right.
with it. And that's what a lot of people aren't talking about or admitting that they're okay with it.
Well, because they're hiding the fact that they do have other people that they're messing with at the same time.
You might as
so
well be open with it. You might as well be open with it, but are the people
yeah.
involved okay with that? Okay, so we got a police chase going up and down my street. I don't know if y'all can hear
that. Oh, that's the sounds of the city, baby.
Okay, in the snow, as they roll up, it took them 20 minutes to come over here with that accident that was outside of my building. 20
okay.
minutes, but they will run up and down this street nonstop.
Wow. That's Chi-Town for you, baby.
Okay.
That's
yeah.
Chi-Town. That's direct.
Ah, don't talk about my city. All right, everybody.
You know I love Chicago.
All right, everybody. So, marinating on that thought, what's the number, J2?
Okay, 563-999-3477. Call in right now. Let's hear your thoughts. Let's hear your opinions. Once again, 563-999-3477. Call in. Let's hear your thoughts. Come on.
All right.
All right. And that's what's
right.
up.
In the meantime, I'm trying to keep my thoughts happy. I'm trying to
yes.
stay in the Christmas mood. So it's Christmas.
It's Christmas, y'all.
I'm going to get to know you better. This Christmas, and as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright. Whoa, we're caroling through the night. Whoa, this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me. Whoa.
I look fly and I look good. I just went down and got me some new stuff down there at TripleDGear.com. Dallas's own TripleDGear.com. So if you want to look fly or if you want to look good, make sure you stop on over to TripleDGear.com. Oh, I look fly. I look good.
Already, it's that all-time creative mind, T-Hi, a.k.a. Mr. Switzerland Esquire, your favorite urban filmmaker, music producer from the South. And you're listening to the hottest blog talk radio show on planet Earth. What is it?
That's What's Up.
With that girl, Big Mouth, and that boy, J2, you now rocking with the best. Let's go.
Welcome back, y'all. That's What's Up. It's Christmas time. I'm trying to be happy. So,
what you want for Christmas?
I don't know yet. I just want to be happy and alive, and really, that's it. You know, I just have to find something to get the kids. You know, they love extravagant
gifts. Right. It's all about the kids. I think when we get older, it's like, we ain't buying everybody presents.
Okay. Christmas,
yeah,
because
if I buy everybody in my family a present, I will go broke. I got 15 aunts and uncles and a million cousins. If I try to get everybody a present, oh, man, I'm going to be in debt for like 10 years just on Christmas.
Well, you know, Christmas is supposed to be for the kids. And that's what I want to see. I like the wrappings and them tearing the paper up. I know when I was little, I shouldn't share this, but anyway, when I was little, my father used to buy my mother fur coats, raccoons.
What?
Yeah. And so I remember I would be asleep and I would wake up and I would see my mother dash, because we lived in a tri-level house. And so she'd have to go past my room to go downstairs to one of the levels. Anyway, okay. I would wake up and I see this woman half nude running downstairs in some kind of fur coat that my father had just bought her. And you would see her running through the house. It was just, yeah. I loved Christmas time. I would have a friend of ours, they would have a party, my family would, and it was always the best. Well, they would get so toe up that one of our friends would fall asleep. We would have two Christmas trees, one in the living room and one downstairs in our family room. And a friend of ours, her name is Barb, would get so toe up that she would fall asleep under our Christmas tree.
Oh.
So when we would get up in the morning, we would have this human doll sleep
under the Christmas tree.
Under the tree every year.
Whoa.
Every year. Shout out to Barb. I will always cherish that memory.
Roger that.
Okay, so do you know, back to my topic at hand, that a polyamorous relationship has a lifespan of about 8 years?
Well, that seems like the lifespan of a regular marriage in America today.
I don't know. You would know that. I wouldn't know because I ain't married.
I've been with mom before I was married, so we finally got married, and you know, there was still, you know, it's still some things that got to be handled in a marriage. You know, you got to address those issues, and you know, it's like, okay, well, if you gonna do that, don't let me find out about
it. You gotta balance. You gotta give. It's a give and take relationship.
Right.
You've got to be able to give and take, and. So, okay, I got another question for you. Really, let me see how much time I got on here. I'm just running my mouth. Anyway, so I got another question for you, Mr. Married Man.
Okay. Come on. Give it to me.
Does it, even y'all were together prior to getting married, right?
Righteous.
And once you got married, that meant you had, I got papers. Remember that song?
Yeah.
Well, so now you got papers. Did it make a difference? You understand what I'm saying? Because y'all was together prior to, for however long you were together. But then all of a sudden, you got married, and now that's sealed on paper. Did that make a difference?
Yes, I'm gonna tell you like this. Yes, it did. It gives. I guess if you look at it like this, it gives the man and the woman some comfortability. Comfortability, of course, is called holy matrimony, and you have witnesses and say, "Hey, I'm with this person." Now, what men and women discuss in their marriage is different. You know, okay, I'm coming from being single.
What do you mean what
like, let's
discuss?
Say, okay, do we want to go to the strip club? Do we want somebody else to be in our relationship? Do we want to bring in something,
another
girl?
No, I'm not asking you about that. What I'm saying is the marriage, the piece of paper, did that make a difference? Because you were already seeing your wife before you got married. And y'all have been together for a while up until you finally getting married. I kind of switched subjects a little bit, but I just want to know how much does that paper value add to your relationship? Like, did you have to get married? And Miss Rock, please don't be mad. I'm just playing devil's advocate. So.
No. So
well,
this is what the difference is.
Did it make a difference? Like, if you hadn't gotten married.
Yes, it did. It made a complete difference.
Other than making things legal, you know, like if you were together 10 years, but you never got married, but you were together 10, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Now, the difference is that piece of paper and the whole, it's kind of like a whole, what you call that, like initiation process, like, oh, okay, now you mine, I'm yours. And yes, my baby would not want us to be in a polygamous relationship.
Well,
I promise you that.
I'm sure. No. Rocky
she's like, you mine now, I'm yours now.
I'm married
you
now.
Know,
Roxy
is
not
going to do with that. No. She is not with that. She is not with that. Now, if you want to do what you want to do, let me go ahead and divorce me right now. I ain't sharing your ass.
Oh, my God.
I am not sharing your ass. She is not about that life. She is not about that life. She'll bust me upside the head, too. Who you been talking to?
Okay. Okay.
She is not about that life. And no. But one thing that my wife did say, man, I don't know what you're doing out there. If you are doing it, I better not find out.
Right.
So that
goes to the understanding that people who are in polygamy type S relationships have to have a mutual understanding
respect
amongst all the people that are involved that it's okay. We're okay with that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because
So I say like we said earlier in the biblical term, so if you go into the altar with two of your women and they both understanding that, then that would be polygamy. And they both understand that because you're married with two women.
And they're okay with it.
And they're okay
not
with
understanding it.
It,
but they're okay with it. It doesn't bother them. They don't have a problem with that. They know where they stand in that relationship. And you know what I'm saying? They're okay with it. But there are those that just they're not going for that. And that's understandable.
No. Right.
That's understandable.
Okay.
There are women out there, not women, and men. You know, and then you got to think of,
Let me ask you a question. So, all right, I'm married. Let's say I'm single. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm single, but I'm talking to a married woman. You see what I'm saying? What would we call that relationship? Oh, wait a minute. I'm single now, but you married.
Cheating.
You married. And you
cheating.
Huh?
That's cheating.
That's called cheating, huh?
Because she's married to someone that hasn't said it's okay for us to have other people in our relationship. The
right.
Key is
trying to keep it on the down low.
The key is you have to have the okay. It has to be mutually approved by everybody that's involved.
Right.
Mutually okay, it's going to be a big headache. You're going to have problems.
Right.
People are going to be fighting all the time. There's not a mutual understanding. You know what I mean? Or you're going to have somebody that's creeping around and not being honest.
Right, right. And then in turn, that's when the guilt come in. That's when, you're not touching me anymore. What's going on? You're sneaking around, coming in late at night.
Right, you have to be honest about
right.
it. And then everybody has to approve.
Yes, and that's what made. Okay, I got it. Let me see. I want to show you something about what we're talking about at this point. Give me 1 second here because I had it up on my Google. Hold on.
What?
Is polygamy accepted in the U.S.? Is polygamy accepted in the U.S.? So I have
legal
in the U.S.
No, it's not legal in the U.S.
It's not legal in the U.S. Right. Polygamy was declared unlawful through the passing of Edmunds Anti-Polygamy Act of 1882. So since 1882, polygamy was disbanded from the United States.
Yep.
One wife, that's that foul.
But yet. You're going to have people playing.
But yet, people still go out
creeping around.
Let's just go ahead and hit the nail on the head. Big Mouth.
What?
People have been doing this since, like we said, Papa was a rolling stone. People have been doing it way before slavery, way before, we came over to the U.S. People have been doing that, cheating on their women or stuff like that.
Right. So is it wrong?
I'm going to say yes, it's wrong. All parties are involved.
You better say it's wrong. But if it's
okay, let's talk about the other side of that. About the LGBT? Community. LGBT.
Q.
Okay. Well, what do we call
that?
You
left that letter somewhere.
Okay. I know you got some info on that, Bimo.
Well, think about it. That is, you got to think another thing. So if you're accepting of a polyamorous type relationship or a polygamous type relationship, then that opens the door for what if one of your partners is gay? So are you okay with that? Do you accept that and have a relationship with all three if all three of you are okay with that? So if you...
Is that for somebody else to answer? I don't know if I want to answer that one.
Well, I'm about to say.
Because I
want to
be okay. Answer the knob.
563-999-3477. Y'all call in before J2 gets in trouble answering that question.
Don't give me if y'all want to know more.
But J2 gets in trouble.
We just talking.
And on that, I'll be back in a second.
All right, that's what's up.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready to eat. You know I'm a foodie. I'm about to head on down to Horse and Dickey's at 7905 MLK Highway in Glenarden, Maryland. You want to eat? You want to eat?
Yo, 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 this your boy Ju, Sound Like Representative. You listen to That's What's Up, Blog Talk Radio, Big Mouth, and J2, and it's a Sound Like thing, all the way from Dallas to the Bay. Yada!
Yada! Welcome back, y'all.
Yada.
Merry Christmas! It's
Merry Christmas,
like
y'all.
Thing. Shout out to Juju Fam Life. Unfortunately, he lost his niece last week.
Man, peace and blessings, Shug, bro. Peace and blessings to me and family members.
Rest in peace, Shug. I'm sorry for the loss. So I just wanted to say that.
Right.
Do you know that the Eddie Murphy's going to be getting the Golden Globe, the Cecil B. DeMille Golden Globe Award, Honoree Award this year?
Well, about time.
Well,
the boy did was immaculate, man. Eddie Murphy did, man. I grew up on Eddie Murphy, man. The man from a little teenager to now, he did so much work. I mean, played multiple characters in most of his movies. The man is a genius. I can't say was. He is.
Lean to the left. Lean to the right. Lean
That's
the
inside joke, y'all. Y'all don't know about that.
Hookster, I salute you. Wait a minute. I salute you.
Yeah. Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy. That boy good at Trump.
And you know, Trevor Noah is no longer he's no longer a part of the what is that, Today Show, whatever that show was, the Tonight Show. So now he just quit his job. He didn't have a job to go to. He's just quit his job. Most people, when you quit your job, you're not supposed to leave a job without another job. That's what they say. But I don't know what that means when you have money. That's broke people. Broke people don't leave a job without having another job. Well, he's going to be hosting the Grammys this year on February, I think the 5th.
Yeah.
I think the 5th. So, all right. Real quick, it looks like he's got a caller.
All right.
Okay, and we'll bring that caller
in.
Let's
see who we got.
All right. I think I know who this is. I think.
Okay, let's
see. I don't know.
Come on, caller, let's talk.
All right. Here we go. What's up, caller? How you doing? So that's what's up. How are you?
Welcome aboard.
We good. How you doing, Josh? How you been?
Hey, who is this?
This Zay and Nikki.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, call me Zay too now.
Welcome. Okay, so since y'all on here, help answer this question about this polyamorous, polygamous type relationship. Are you open to that, or do you see that people are more open to that one?
Wait, okay, I'm sorry. Ask the question one more time.
Are you open to polyamorous relationships?
Ooh, I don't know. I thought about it, but the way these men's pockets set up, I don't know. Because they barely get, first of all, the way their pockets set up and the way they can't even handle, they can't handle one. So how you going to handle multiple people? My thing is work on yourself. Learn how to get yourself together first, then work on one person, adding another person to your life. Then you can add a third party. But most people don't even know how to love on themselves, let alone somebody else, and then you're trying to add a third party. No.
That is true.
You know, but like I said, back in the day, before you have a polygamous relationship, you got to take care of each and every wife before you try to get into a polygamous relationship.
Well, that's what you would think most people would do. But you have those that can't, like you said, can't take care of themselves and try to bring in more than one into a relationship.
Exactly.
Like, can you handle two of me? Can you handle two of me and still take care of me and my feelings at the same time? Okay, that looks way too much.
So you think it's right or wrong? You a handful by yourself. No. Mm-mm. Who are you? No. Mm-mm. No.
Stop it, tell them what's up about you. Shay, tell them what's about you, what you got going on, and what else you got going.
Well, let's see. I have my own business. I have a custom T-shirt business. It's called Lovely Tees, and it's www.lovelytees.com. I make custom T-shirts, hats, hoodies, anything you pretty much want clothing-wise, I can do it. Yeah, also accessories as well, cups, hats, plates, keychains, whatever. I also make custom healing jewelry as well, custom healing jewelry out of crystals and stones, but they're healing properties as well. Also, I'm a music producer, so I produce music as well.
Nice.
So
I know you're pretty good.
I'm a musician as well.
That's right.
And
so
I'm a
if I
wanted artist.
To hear your music, where would I go to hear it? Are they like
you can
go platforms,
actually,
Spotify, YouTube,
everything,
Instagram.
And it's Indigo. It's Indigo with two I's, so INDIGO, Indigo.
Indigo.
So it's just like Indigo. INDIGO.
You know what I was about to say, right? Don't be mad at me. BINGO. Okay, I'm sorry.
But it's just with two eyes in the beginning.
Right.
So
right.
You can go on there.
And
if you go to my website, or if you go to my Instagram page, which is, you add me on Instagram, which is at indigo_11. My music is on there, so you can actually get to my music that way as well.
Okay, what kind of music is it?
Yeah, man, that's Miss Indigo got a, man, she got a plethora. A plethora of
music. Yeah, I'm actually currently working on my fourth album right now. So I have three albums available. They're all platforms right now, which is available. One of the first album is a instrumental album. Second albums are a collaboration album. So I have artists from all over. I actually have people in Africa as well, and other countries as well.
Okay.
So they're pretty dope.
You and the birds are like we are, big mouth. Also, I know McCollum calling from the what? The vague town.
Who, me?
Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah, I'm in Vegas. But you know what? Josh, guess where I'm at. I do live in Vegas, but guess where I'm at, Josh?
Where you at?
I'm in Texas. D-Town? That's why. I'm in D-Town.
Won't you take me
already?
To Funky Town?
Yeah.
Won't you take me to Funky Town?
And guess who I'm with? That's what I was trying to tell you. I'm about to let her tell you. Here. Josh.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey, what's up with it? Nikki.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing?
Pretty good. Now, who is this talking?
Nikki.
Oh, my God.
Is
this your family reunion or something?
It's a family reunion.
I mean,
are we on
live?
Is it like live or
this
something?
Oh, my God. Oh, man. Y'all got me over here.
Hey, I didn't know you had a podcast.
Sweet.
I'm working on one right now. I need your help.
What's that?
I said, I didn't know you had a podcast. I'm working on one right now. I need your help.
Okay, we'll talk about that after the show.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt the show.
No.
No, we'll talk about that after the show. I need to connect with y'all anyway.
How you feel about, you answer my question, how you feel
about
polyamorous?
Yeah, ask Nicole
about it. How do you feel about polyamorous relationships?
I don't think they work. I watch Sister Wives and Seeking Sister, Wife. And all those shows like that, and, you know, they glamorize that lifestyle. But it never works out. It never works.
It never works
It never
out.
Works. It
they
never
have
works.
A lifespan of 8 years, those relationships do. So they
really?
Say.
8 years?
Uh-huh.
That's a statistic, or?
That's a statistic.
Yeah, that's
a statistic. Oh, wow.
That's a statistic.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, they
don't. That's on the average American, average polyamorous relationship statistic.
Have you guys watched, like, Sister Wives? Or,
I do.
Seeking Sisters?
Yes, I have. Yes.
So is it how they all wind up then? How nothing, it never works out.
Right, because he has control over what and how they think. That's what I feel. If he loses control, he doesn't, you know, it ain't going right. Like that one lady that left, that just up and left, and he got mad because she's up and left. She was tired
right.
of that.
Yeah, I watched that episode. Because he can't, you have to pay attention to every single woman. Like, it's hard enough to do one, you know what I mean?
He runs from house to house to house. Running from house
exactly,
to goes,
that part.
You know, he stays
and,
3 days
and
over here. You think
huh?
it would?
That'll say, drive a man crazy. Shit.
Right. He goes from house to house trying to entertain all of his wives and keep them all happy, but it's never enough time. It's never enough anything. You know what I mean?
Right.
Right.
And then
right.
usually when they do go, okay, if the man has a lot of money and can afford to, you know, make everybody comfortable. So
right.
It's not for
right.
broke people.
Right.
You know what I mean?
What'd you say?
Right.
Say it again. Just say it again. Tell them what.
That lifestyle is not for broke people. Period. You know what I mean? And that's just facts.
Yeah, you got to have some money.
Yeah, that's a fact, Jack.
Most definitely. Well, I want to thank you for calling in and wish you a Merry Christmas. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Hey, make sure you hit me up though, Josh. Hit Shannon up and get my number.
Roger that.
Thank
you. All right, y'all have a good night.
Roger that.
Oh, J2.
That was awesome. That was awesome.
It was. That was sweet. Now,
that was awesome.
Let me look and see how I'm doing here. I tried to extend our time today, you know, so we won't have to rush like I have been doing the past couple of weeks.
Okay.
So we've got a little cushion, and I'm about. So she's got T-shirts and stuff she does?
Oh, man, she's been doing her thing for a minute. So she's been, you know, doing jewelry, you know, and promoting her business, music. I have a couple of tracks that I need to do with her at this point in time because she is a dope artist. She is a producer. And she's just, you know, out there handling her business in Las Vegas. And, you know, we've been good friends for a long time.
That's good. That's what it is.
Shay,
that's what's
Nikki,
up.
Thank y'all for calling the show, Shay and Nikki. Thank y'all for calling
definitely.
The show. I really
thank
appreciate
you.
Y'all. I really appreciate y'all. Tune in every week, every Thursday at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
I love y'all. They're going to make me cry right now. Oh, my God.
I don't want to see the ugly face or hear it. The ugly.
You know, we said we wanted some happy stuff, and that was happy.
That was happy. And on that
note,
I got, this is my favorite song since I was a little girl. So it goes way back. This song goes way back.
Okay, what song is we're going to play it.
I like this song. I have to hear this song every Christmas.
For the mistletoe.
Oh.
I'm gonna get.
Oh, okay.
No, that's the wrong
You better.
Song. No, that's the wrong
song. Oh, that's
not song.
The one. I love that song, too, though. I was about to sing and stuff. I was about to show y'all I can sing.
I played that already. This is my favorite from my grandparents. They used to always play this on Christmas morning, and the smell of grits and sausage and bacon and toast, because we have a breakfast before we open gifts up over at my grandmother's house. So this was their song, and this has been my favorite song right here. Welcome back, y'all.
Welcome back. That's what's up, man.
Chris,
that was awesome, man.
I'm just trying to get in that spirit.
Oh, my God.
I'm just trying to get in that spirit. I've decorated my place, and it looks really cute. And then I have scented candles. So it's
the cinnamon.
It's the apple. Yeah, the pumpkin, the apple, whatever. I think
the
I associate that smell. Oh, I can't stand pumpkin smell.
Yeah, it need to be like a sweet potato.
Okay.
Not a pumpkin.
Oh, and you know what?
People don't do pumpkin.
No. You know, I made sweet potato pies over Thanksgiving, right? But I made enough that I put them in the freezer. So I've got sweet potato pies for Christmas. That sounds good.
I'm
going
to
fly
to Chicago right now.
You know what time it is because I'm starting to get hungry. So my mind is starting to go on food. I am a foodie.
You know, I want that special butter that you got, you know what I'm saying, and them cookies. No.
Butter, I know.
Other mixture.
I'm going to get some butter just to have butter myself and making different dishes. You know, speaking of the butter, Mrs. Butterworth, I'm going to call her Mrs. Butterworth because.
Okay, Miss Butterworth.
Her real name is Jane Blaze, but I'm going to call her Mrs. Butterworth because Mrs. Butterworth can cook. She does infused meals. Like, I would really like to have a dinner party and have her fix dinner, like macaroni and cheese. She does cobbler. She does grapes. She does just food, regular food, infused food. So can you imagine if somebody created food like that and all the people, all they would do would just eat the whole time? That would let you know that
the
food is good. Everything's infused.
Right.
So you could have a dinner, a steak, and whatever, infused. You could have, she makes a lasagna, infused. Oh, I say it's so delicious. Cupcakes, infused. Cotton candy, infused. She makes all kinds of stuff. But the butter, I want some of my own butter. And so I can make my own infused meal. You be gonna try to call me? I'll be so high. You know I'm get high. You know I get.
But what you do? I just got through eating and I'm rolling.
Big Mouth, what you doing over here? I'm cooking. I'm cooking. So day two. With that being said, we've had a good show tonight.
I think we had a good show,
and
man.
Christmas is what, in 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Maybe 2 weeks, or maybe, yeah, it's about 2 weeks.
Not about a week or so. About a week.
Oh, my God, a week.
Yeah, it's about that time.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, that's about 10 days. Well, listen.
Okay, but. So we'll have another show next week, right?
Yeah, we got to give it to them one time.
Yeah. Anyway, you got any affirmations you want to say to the folks?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. So since we've been talking about polymer polygamy and all the things that's going on, I just suggest, hey, people, look, like you said, keep it straightforward. Keep it, you know, whatever it is, you know, just, hey, look, let's look towards the future. Let's look toward the future. The things, the choices and the decisions that we make, you know, that's on us, to go up or to go down. Let's accelerate. Let's accelerate. Let's be exuberant. It's the Christmas season. Love your peoples that you love. Love your family. Love your friends. Love everybody. We need love. Christmas is about love. Giving. Giving. Okay? So think about giving and not taking. Think about, okay, this person that you want to see, that you know, that you have aspirations for, and then just love them and keep your family tight. Keep your friends tight. Keep your family tight. It's a small circle. Just keep everybody tight and close and pray. Peace and blessings amongst everyone, men, women, child, children. Let's continue and go into 2023 with a better aspect of life, with a better viewpoint of life. Know what you want to do, and reach those dreams. And that's what's up.
All right. Well, I just want to say really quick, happy birthday to my niece, Candy. Snoop is what I call her, Snoopy or Snoop.
Snoop.
And congratulations to the iCandy Academy, all that stuff. And on that note, I'll be right
all
back.
Right.
That's what's up.
That's what's up.
That's what's up.
That's what's up.
Do you need a haircut? Do you need to look fly at your next event? Or do you want to look fresh at the next interview or the date you're trying to impress? Well, come to the Crossroads Salon, 3033 West Parker Road, Unit Number 3, Plano, Texas, 75023. Yeah, ask my boy Black. He gonna hook you up. 972-207-3447. I said call him again at 972-207-3447. Crossroads Salon, the ultimate personal experience in haircuts. The best in Texas. Yeah.
This your boy B Original representing that Dallas, Texas, and you are listening to That's What's Up with J2 and my homegirl Big Mouth on Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, y'all. That's what's up. It's your girl Big Mouth. So, my mind is wandering, and you know what it's wandering on. It's soon coming for me to cook my dinner, and I'm going to have some salmon. Salmon, some mashed potatoes, and some broccoli.
And some broccoli, right?
And some sweet tea.
Oh, some sweet tea?
Yeah, and some sweet tea. I make my own tea.
And that homemade sweet tea, is that Lipton sweet tea?
No, it's not Lipton, but it's somebody's black tea that I, you know, make it like the old-fashioned way.
Is that a special tea?
No, it's not a special tea. But I do have some specialty in there, though. Some specialty green tea. But that's not what I'm drinking. I'm drinking old-fashioned sweet tea. Black tea.
All right.
Yep. So that's what my mind is doing.
You got it in a jug or what?
Yes. Oh, do you want? I bought a jug from.
You got a you bought a jug of it, right?
I bought a jug the other day from the dollar store, and because I was well anyway, so I had made my tea and I thought it had cooled down, and so I poured it into the jug. And then I noticed all of a sudden the jug started shrinking. It started drawing in because this tea was too hot. So now my jug is all deformed. It's
it looked crimpled. It's a crimp, like somebody just crushed the gas.
You know when you blow it, suck in, and all the air comes out and starts, that's what it is.
Right.
So my jug is, yeah. All I bought it from, I think, what's that the Dollar Tree store?
Yeah,
I don't know. It was a cute jug, and it fit my refrigerator just nice, very nice, until I started trying to make the tea. So, but the tea's still good, though. It's good.
Yeah,
it's
going to
be greater
later.
Greater later. What you got planned for the rest of your week, J2?
Man, look, man, we got the, look, I'm going to be working the Fort Worth Rodeo. You know, that's big in Texas. Month long, the Fort Worth Rodeo. We got a couple of shows coming up. I don't know who's going to be at the show because they don't tell us the show list. It might be some big names. Once I get the information, I'm definitely going to let everybody know. It's going to be the Fort Worth Rodeo, the Stockyard, Dallas, Texas. You know, we still give love to, you know, all the people that does, you know, agriculture and, you know, livestock. So this is a big thing in Texas. It's all over Texas. So people come from all over the world to see who is the best person in the rodeo. So there's going to be competitions. It's going to be the best bull rider. It's going to be the best roper who can wrap the hog or the calf. The quickest.
Have you ever had?
It's,
what do they call?
Have you ever been?
Oh, I've been. Yes, I have been to that, and I've been to the Black Rodeo. When I was living out there, I went to the Black Rodeo, and I've been to all that stuff because one of my dudes has a ranch, and he has horses and all that stuff, and he was into all the ranching things. Yeah, I know.
Right.
So, got me interested in it. Thank you to Harley for getting me interested in Harleys. He got me interested in the horseback riding, all that kind of stuff. Big ups to Harley.
Wow.
Miss you. Hope things are well out there in Dallas. So,
Brian, this is detail, you know.
So when is this supposed to be? It's this weekend?
Yes, it's actually I think it started on the 13th, but I think it's going all the way until almost March. It's a month. It's a whole month event, and we might have to do a show on location.
Okay.
Then I'll talk to some of the riders, maybe even some Black riders, you know, and just talk to some of them on the show. So I think it'll be a great thing coming up in the next month or so. We got to give love to the Stockyard for work.
Well, think about it. Think about it. Stockyards forever, but in Fort Worth. But yeah, think about it. That would be a good idea.
Yeah, we're going to put it together.
That would be a good idea. I don't know how you're going to be able to do that and be working at the same time and trying to
interview.
I'm going to
make it twerk. I'm going to make it twerk.
Okay.
Twerk song.
So we must be pre-recording this one.
Yeah, we might have to. I want to talk to some of the, you know, the qualifying or the champions. Man, just get the inside real quick, and man, you know, let them know that we're promoting, you know, good stuff. So, I think it'd be a great event. I'm gonna wear my cowboy hat. I don't like cowboy boots. I might wear some Timberlands, but I'm not a cowboy boot.
Cowboy boots.
You got cowboy boots?
I've had cowboy boots since I moved from D.C., baby.
Okay.
I brought cowboy boots.
You got the hat?
From
you got
D.C. to Dallas. No, I'm not wearing. Yeah, I do.
You got you some tight jeans? Got you some tight
no
jeans
ropers,
showing your ass out? And...
No ropers, no Wranglers, none of that. No roper. Ropers are the ugliest things to me. I hate to say that. I'm sorry, y'all, but they're not very attractive. No ropers.
But you know, you know the big thing for women in Texas is the boots and the shorts. Ooh, man.
Oh, yeah.
I love a
oh,
woman
yeah.
with some
That's
boots and shorts.
That's what I was wearing
now.
Before I got to Dallas.
Boots and shorts, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Can't get nothing better than that with boots and shorts.
And I may be wearing it some of them this summer out here because I'm back to walking again and I can wear certain types of shoes again. So I may be wearing on my cowboy boots and my shorts.
Okay, because I need to go. Come on, show them legs, girl.
Well, we got to get the legs back up since I've been sick, since I was sick. So I got to, you know, get that muscle back.
Yeah, do some squats or something. Do a little couple
back.
Squats.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Get the legs tight. Get
oh,
the legs
yeah.
tight. Yeah, yeah.
Well,
my
yes,
God, this was a good
one. I've had fun chatting with you today.
Man, it was so fun.
Talking about polyamorous
relationships. Give shout out to Nikki and Shay for calling in. Las Vegas, we're going to give you some love. Dallas,
right,
Texas,
right.
Chicago, the whole world.
Yes, yes. Big up to my family out in the district. Hey y'all, love you. All my people out that way on the East Coast, Ardmore,
Come
Pennsylvania.
On.
So, and what am I saying? Oh, and my family out here in Chicago.
Yeah,
matter of fact, and I can't believe I let this slip my mind. The lady barber, I'm so sorry. But
Miss Barbara didn't call in. No, okay.
Miss Beverly did not call in tonight. But really quick,
Miss Beverly didn't call in tonight. I'm upset. Tell her I'm upset. My number one fan. Why she didn't call in today?
All right, I don't know, but we will have to find out. But while I am thinking about it, and I have to apologize to the lady barber, my sister, because it's that time of year that Epony Barbershop does what they call the giving tree. And what that is, it's a Christmas tree that has tags on it with all these little kids' information, you know, like things they want for Christmas, coat sizes, shoes or boots or wherever. And people come in and take those pieces of paper and buy gifts for those children based on that list every year. She's been doing that for like, I don't know, maybe 10 years, 5 years. She's been doing it for a while, and the city donates. So it's a really good thing. So it's the Giving Tree, Evanston, Ebony Barbershop in Evanston, Illinois. Stop on by there. Grab some tickets off there. Get some gifts for some kids that would not normally have certain things or may not have Christmas gifts at all. You know, help them out.
Right.
You know,
give them back
shoes.
To the community. Give them
Oh, yeah. My family.
Just give them bad.
They do so much. Stuff. I'm so proud of them. And this will be I'm going into my, second year here being home, and they never cease to amaze me. You know, they're always doing something for the community. They're always doing something for other people. Even my niece, Tina, you know, she has the Lady KP is what it is. She does designs and shirts and different things like that. And that's doing very well. So I'm proud of them. Now I got to do something a little more than jibber jabber and running my mouth on Thursdays with you, J2. No, I got to start doing some more.
Well, you know, we have a lovely time conversating.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm going to start doing some more community work. I was talking about that.
You know, it's called a guy right. Yeah, yeah, do a guy right or two, you know, just get back to the community.
Oh,
once
yeah.
we start getting some more income and going in, you know.
Okay.
We definitely going to do that. Yeah.
Well, on that note, I want to say, like the farmer said to the potato.
Hey, Tom.
Plant you now. Dig you later. And that's what's up, J2.
And that's what's up, Emma.
You have a good night. Tell Rock Rock.
Okay.
Hey, no more doing the do. All right?
Don't do the do.
The grown folks.
Don't do the do.
Don't do the do. Don't do the do. Chat with you later, J2.
Good night, sweetheart. It's time to go. Good night, sweetheart.